We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, my name's not Smokey, and I'm certainly not a bear. But I do come bearing an important message regarding wildfires. If it's a windy day, don't burn. And make sure you're not under a burn ban. Because like the slogan says, only you can prevent wildfires. I know, it sounds better when he says it. So pretend it came from a big furry bear in a ranger hat. And visit msforestry.com for more wildfire prevention tips. A message from the Mississippi Forestry Commission through a grant from the USDA Forest Service.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back in to another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look kind of behind the scenes of what's going on in Golden Eagle Athletics. Going to talk today with E.K. Franks. He's the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services here at Southern Miss. Also spent some time with head football coach Will Hall and men's golf coach Eddie Brescher. So sit back, listen as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. And E.K. Franks starts us off, as I mentioned, the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services. And that's a big title, E.K., but really that just means you do a little bit of everything around Southern Miss.
Yes, yes. I mean, most things that I'm connected to is connected to the student athlete, and that's where the student athlete services come in too. So that's, yes, everything.
Talk a little bit for folks who aren't real familiar with you, how you kind of connected with Jeremy McClain and how you wound up at Southern Miss.
Well, me and Jeremy go back to, we met in 2010. Back at Delta State. He was the athletic director there, and I came in January of 2010 as a assistant football coach, and it was interesting because, you know, the first day I'm doing my HR paperwork, and I met my future wife. She walked by, and then the next day I met Jeremy McClain. So two people that's been real influential in my life since 2010.
Earlier this year, I think we were on a trip, I guess it was to Coastal Carolina. We, me and you and Lee Roberts and several other guys kind of stood down a lobby and you kind of went over your career. You've been involved in about every aspect of the world of college athletics that anybody could be involved in.
Yes, I tell everybody my life in college athletics is preparing me for the position I'm kind of in now. I've been in the weight room. I've been a football coach on both sides of the ball, been in charge of SAC and champs and life skills, been an academic counselor, been in charge of recruiting at three different SEC football programs, and been a DFO. So you name it, I've kind of done it.
All right, let's talk about some of the things I'd normally talk with Jeremy. And Jeremy, again, is out, I think, at a meetings with the Sun Belt Conference. So he is out of the office this week, at least for a little bit of a time. You're sort of sitting in for him today. But Jeremy, I'd always ask him a little bit about what's going on. And right now, of course, basketball is going on hot and heavy. Both the Golden Eagles and the Lady Eagles are having pretty good seasons so far.
Oh, it's been great. You know, it's exciting. You know, I got here February 20, so to see Reed Green as full as I've seen it and the excitement just in the community of people talking about basketball been amazing. And helping in recruiting some of those and talking about student-athlete development with a lot of those athletes, it's been great. You walk in, they're like, EK, EK. So now you feel part of it, and it's been awesome. Just the energy around here has been great.
College basketball has certainly changed. The transfer portal has affected football, but it's probably affected maybe basketball more than any other sport.
Oh, most definitely. We all know football, there's so many people on the field at one time. And in basketball, you can get one to three great pieces and change a team. And so the transfer portal is huge in the sport of basketball. And you've seen that with our team this year.
Yeah, our men's team and our women's team have both kind of dipped in there and really kind of turned their seasons around.
Oh, most definitely. You know, it's interesting just even on depth, too, on the women's side and you know, getting Dominique in last year. It's been great, you know, to see the transformation of the basketball programs.
I think people may have thought that the transfer portal might have been just maybe a quick hitting type of thing, but it's here to stay, and it's kind of the new way to do things in college athletics.
Oh, I tell people it's not going nowhere. You know, they open that Pandora's box now, so now it's here. I think you just got to learn how to deal with it. There might become some rules on it to help structure it a little bit, but it's not going nowhere. And you know, the thing about basketball, I heard a couple basketball coaches from junior college say this, and they said college basketball is now like JUCO basketball, where you got to build your roster almost every year. And I went, oh wow, light bulb went off. I went, they're right, that's what you're doing. And so on that side of it, you got to get ready for it.
There's still plenty of room for high school athletes to come in and play, but nowadays, no guarantee you're going to play right away.
Yes, no doubt. It is, you know, it's easier to get a transfer that has 3 years eligibility left, bring a high school kid in that still has the option to transfer. So sometimes you get more security in bringing the transfer in. So
we're visiting with E.K. Franks. He's the Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services here at Southern Miss. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we're also on the verge of the start of both softball and baseball seasons at Southern Miss. And I know baseball season tickets are flying out of there really, really quickly. And softball, a lot of interest in softball with Natalie Poole taking over for her first year.
Oh, it's been great. You know, baseball, we were talking about the other day. Like you said, season tickets are gone. Like it is the numbers that we're hitting is awesome. The excitement that they brought last year and that excitement's carry over to this year has been amazing. And then adding Natalie in softball has been awesome. The girls have took to her, just the different things. Listen to the girls talk in the hallway as they walk by the offices, or when we have our SAC meetings, just listen how fired up they are about softball. And they're doing the meet and greet. I think next week, I'll get the date exactly, but the meet and greet, come out and meet the softball team. So
basketball and baseball are really sports that have kind of exploded recently. Everybody played football, and football was always kind of the sport, and still is most every place. But basketball and baseball have made amazing strides, not only at Southern Miss, but all over the country.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think when you start looking at universities and as they're building, you're looking at football, basketball, and baseball. And as you grow those sports and you grow the support in all those areas, your whole athletic department and your whole university grows. And you're looking at enrollment goes up when those sports are winning, because now they're getting more advertisement on TV, more advertisement on the news. People are talking about it. It's in the community. It's in the country. And now enrollment goes up at your university.
Visiting with E.K. Franks, he is the Executive Senior Associate AD here at Southern Miss for Student Athlete Services. And you talk about the portal and the transfer and all that kind of thing. Obviously, you see it in football and basketball, but it's even kind of gone down into the softballs, the baseballs, the track and field, every sport that you play.
Oh, every aspect. You know, it was funny. You know, you talk to some of the other coaches and you walk in the hallway and they're talking about, yeah, we just got this transfer in from here and we got this transfer in here. And then you're fighting, you got to keep your kids too, because you know, track, we're winning conference in track and everybody's coming after. You know, John Stewart's having trouble trying to keep all of them because everybody's coming after his kids. So it is affecting everybody in all aspects of the sport.
EK, how have you seen the biggest jump or maybe the biggest growth in athletics at Southern Miss in the time that you've been here?
Oh, I think just when I got here, you got to remember I got February 20, so COVID hit.
Right.
So it was funny. The first year, like, you got to think, I went to a football season, it was COVID. This is really the first kind of year with no restrictions on none of our sports. So for me, just seeing the energy, how it's changed, you know, you go from a COVID stadium to now Coach Hall's first year in football to this year. You know, you go from a COVID arena in basketball where they were closing the season to an arena where you had to wear masks so people didn't really come out as much, to now you see what the excitement is this year. Baseball last year, we started off with masks early on in the year and people were upset, but we were just doing what the rules told us. And then all of a sudden, as the year went in baseball, to see the excitement change throughout that whole time has been great.
We're going to talk to Will Hall in just a bit. Of course, it was a good football season, finishing up with a bowl win in the Lending Tree Bowl down in Mobile. It always seems, no matter what school it is, if football kind of gets the momentum going, the other sports can follow on and take advantage of that.
I totally agree. You know, the start of the school year, you know, everybody's coming in. And this year, you know, Coach Hall does a good job of talking about the program and selling the program. And you saw it was going to be good, better. And you saw that momentum just keep going and keep going, and to end it like we did with a win in the bowl game, and just the funness, and you saw the excitement from the kids and the fan base. You know, it was funny. I was just sitting in, taking it in, and just sat back and watched everybody, from the fans to our athletes to our coaches, and just watch the excitement and watch happy and smiles and faces and cheering. It was awesome.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the experience of our student athletes. That's obviously the main thing. We want them to get out of here with a degree, be successful here at Southern Miss, go on to be successful once they get out of college. And we've got a mechanism in place, whether it be our academic people, our coaches, our athletic administrators. Everybody has a hand in making that happen.
Oh, most definitely. You know, here it's honor. I tell people all the time, you know, the coaches are going to get you here, going to prepare you for their sport. They're going to prepare you in through that sport for life. I said, we also have our academic team that's going to prepare you for your academics, help you achieve everything that you want to achieve in academics. We have a student athlete development program that now that's going to help develop you kind of like life skills and prepare you for interviewing, resume writing. We just had meetings today talking about the different programs we want to have in the spring. We do financial assistance, just teaching them about how to budget, and you know, some of them haven't even seen a contract. You know, some of them have never had to write a check. Yeah, so just it's trying to prepare the full person when they get here from athletics, academics, and life. So we have a whole program for that here at Southern Miss.
We were talking about all the different areas you've been involved with. I guess it's got to be pretty satisfying when a former scholar athlete comes back and looks you up and kind of says, hey, thanks for helping me achieve what I've achieved.
Oh, it's been really interesting in that. You know, I tell people sometimes, you know, I got a call from a kid. He's a police officer in Miami. And just called me and said, you know, Coach, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the things that you put me through and challenged me. You know, I had Wes Welker, didn't have him in college, but had him in high school. Just different things and preparing him and getting phone calls from him. It's just, so it's been interesting how many people will come up. And I was telling my wife the other day, she was teasing me because my phone rang all through Christmas break. And it's some people I've been in contact with around the country that the kids are just calling, want life advice, you know, and just want what's next. And coach, what do you think about this? Or, you know, EK, what do you think about this? So it's been great. It's warm up.
You have had the advantage of seeing it from a lot of different angles, the coach, the administrator, and things like that. And so you've had a little bit of a other way to kind of touch all the former athletes you've come across.
Oh, most definitely. And I love it. Like, I truly love everything about all of a college program, because I think people get caught up in just the sport and don't understand everything behind the scenes that go into that one athlete. How much time is built for one athlete? And we have 400 of them here. And so that is awesome.
Before we run out of time, talk a little bit about why you're excited about being at Southern Miss. What excites you right now about what's going on and the Jeremy McClain's kind of plan to get Southern Miss where we all want to go? What excites you about that?
I tell people, I gave up coaching to come be part of this with Jeremy. You know, one, he's a great leader. He gets it. He understands the big picture. Southern Miss is a place that you can turn into a gold mine. You know, it's been there before. And it has the tradition and the history and the fan support. We see it. You win, they come. Is that simple? We've seen it in every sport. You win, they come, they support you. You know, we sold so many bowl tickets. Just think about that. So how many bowl tickets you sold for a December game, you know? So I tell people, this place is just starting. It's just scratching the surface. We're in the Sun Belt. Jeremy got us to the Sun Belt. Great conference that fits Southern Miss, fits Southern Miss fans, fits Southern Miss people, and the best is yet to come here.
Well, you've been a part of that success. There's no question about that. We've run out of time, but we appreciate you taking time and going over some things that are going on here at Southern Miss. Thanks for all you're doing for Southern Miss, all I know you're going to continue to do in the future, and thanks for the visit, and thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me. I love it here, and as we all know, Southern Miss
to the top. Hey, we all love it here. Thank you. E.K. Franks, he is the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athletes Services here at Southern Miss. Nice enough to sit down with us today, take us inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we'll talk Golden Eagle football with Will Hall. Will joins us when we come back. This is Inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Keg and Barrel in Hattiesburg is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and wishes the Golden Eagles the best of luck during the season. The Keg and Barrel is located at 1315 Hardy Street in a 100-year-old home and has a full food menu. The Keg and Barrel is open for business 7 days a week and are proud sponsors of Southern Miss Athletics and Golden Eagle Baseball.
And welcome back for Body as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attention to a Golden Eagle football. Spend some time with the head football coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. And we'll talk first. Let's just talk real quick about last season. When you look back at last year, what were some of the things that stood out? What did you obviously like the way the team finished? You got the bowl win there over Rice down in the Lending Tree in Mobile. But all in all, the season ended up pretty successfully for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, I was pleased with how we continued to grow and mature as the season went on. You know, having over 70 freshmen and sophomores on the team, growing from what we inherited, back-to-back three-win seasons, to being in every game except for one. Found a way to win seven, get back to a bowl victory, first time since 2016. But then when you look closer at it, you know, every game almost was a one-score game with all the way to 6 minutes left to go in the game. So we're right there in it with some of the elite group of five programs. That's been a really tough climb to get to that in just a two-year span. As we head into the offseason, we've got the majority of our team back. We've added another phenomenal recruiting class to them with what we've enrolled at mid-year. And I just think we've kind of solidified this program back on solid ground, if you will. A great foundation's been laid off the field and on the field. And I think we can kind of start building our house on this foundation. It's really fun going to workouts with these young men, and really proud, you know, of the progress we've made.
Great win, as we said, down in Mobile over a Rice and a Lending Tree Bowl. And I thought that kind of showed a little bit about Golden Eagle football. Got down there early in the third quarter, but were able to answer, come back, and win the ball game going away.
Yeah, you know, and I was really excited about how we played offensively. You know, it was kind of, you know, almost the first time since we've been here that we won a game offensively. You know, I mean, to score 38 points, to average over 9 yards a play, and was pleased with the overall growth and development of our team as a whole. And then to move the ball like we moved the ball the last 2 weeks, I think that showed growth, because we're going to eventually be a great offensive program here too. Just proud of how we played in the kicking game all year. We ended up top 25 in the country. At times played some dominating defense. You know, that was a great bowl win though. And to win that game in Mobile, to have so many Southern Miss fans there, to do something that hadn't been done in quite a long time, and to get us back on that national stage. Obviously, the game Frank had brought a lot of national attention to our program, and he played phenomenal, as did our O-line and tight ends, and we had some big sacks and big quarterback hits. So it was an exciting game, exciting day for Southern Miss football.
Of course, recruiting is something that takes place almost year-round, it seems like, nowadays, and you guys had a really good signing day, it looks like. And I guess another one coming up here in early February. But this is the time of year where you kind of restock and redo your ball club. And you've had a lot of great parts to this team.
Yeah, you know, it's just really changed over the last few years, John. You know, December is basically signing day now. A lot of them enroll at mid-year. You know, we enrolled over 14 kids, I think, at mid-year this year. Of course, we enrolled 27 last year. We should never have to do that again now that our program's solidified. But a lot of those kids are in here at mid-year. They're working out with our team. And in February, you'll add a few more hot pieces. Usually they're high school kids to come in and add some youth to your program and develop. We may add a few of this February signing period, but we were excited about our December signing class, high school, junior college, and the portal, another highly rated class. That's three in a row for us now. And we said from the moment we got here, stacking three classes on top of each other is what will fix this program, because we were so talent depleted and numbers depleted. And so we just had to have 3 years to get it fixed, like a lot of places do when they're in a reconstruction. And this was our third class, and we're excited about it, and we feel really good about our roster moving forward.
And no secret, you want to get Mississippi kids, and you've done a great job of that over the last 3 years, particularly in this most recent class.
Yeah, you know, I think we played this fall with 73 kids from Mississippi on our roster. That's just going to continue to be that way. We are Mississippi's team. Now, we recruit the whole footprint really hard, Lower Alabama, Panhandle, Florida, and Southeast Louisiana. But we want to cater to Mississippi kids. We are the University of Southern Mississippi. That's worked for us in the past. We've certainly done that and proven that over our time here.
So more and more fans out here in the Rock each and every time the Golden Eagles played. The fans really did a tremendous job of getting behind this team down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, I thought the bowl game was awesome. I thought our fans really came out and supported and were loud, and it was awesome. And late in that bowl game when we had the black gold chant going, it was just – I had goosebumps, you know, because, man, I love this place, and I want to build this place back. And you can see our fans, you know, at Reed Green right now with what Coach Ladner's doing in basketball, what happened at Pete Taylor Park last year with Coach Berry and his crew. If we win consistently in football, we will have the best group of five crowds in America. I truly believe that, and we're working on getting that back.
Visiting with our head football coach, Will Hall, as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Let's talk about what's going on right now for the Golden Eagles. Spring football practice just around the corner, but talk about what the guys are going through right now, getting ready for this spring practice and, again, next football season.
Yeah, so they got 5 weeks with Coach Ancar before we start spring ball. They're really getting after it, lifting and running. We do everything in the morning. We had a team run this morning at 7, and then they'll lift in their groups after that. And just building that camaraderie, building that discipline. You know, we really want to focus on the details this offseason, you know, because we were one play away in every game this year from a win and a loss. You know, when you talk about a fourth quarter, one score game, we had games where we made that one play and won it. And we had games where we didn't and we lost. And but 12 of our 13 games were basically one score games. And so we want to focus on the attention to detail, the discipline when you're tired. And Coach Ancar is really doing a great job with that, along with incorporating our six core values. We start every semester fresh, as if nobody knows our battle cry, attitude is everything, along with our six core values. And we integrate those into everything we do to make sure we are establishing that and solidifying that. And we got a lot of great leadership. The thing I'm excited about is very few football teams are player-led. Most of them are coach-led. And the teams that are player-led have a chance to be really special. And going into year three with all the older guys coming back that have played so many minutes for us, we've got a chance to be player-led, which is very rare in football.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You've got some guys that I think are so excited about this program, they decided to come back and play an extra year, play another year. So you will have a lot of veterans mixed in with some of the young guys who obviously are going to make a big contribution to this football team.
Yeah, we've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of minutes. We've got to be one of the more experienced teams coming back in the country, and that's been over a two-year span. We've been so young for 2 years, and now we should be reaping the rewards of that. And we feel really good. We've got 5 O-linemen that are coming back that have started a bunch of games, several receivers. You know, of course, Frank's back. Our tight end, Cole Cavallo's back. You know, defensively, our whole D-line's back. We got 2 inside linebackers coming off injury that have played a ton of minutes, along with TQ Newsome, an outside backer. You got Hobbs and Clemens back. Josh Carr's coming off an injury. You know, another one offensively, Brandon Hayes is coming back, who's one of the better players on our team that we lost game to. In the secondary, Jay Stanley's back. And then we got some young corners in Toles and Caraway that have played a ton of minutes. Jay Jones back at safety. You know, I guess the big area of concern is kicker and punter. We've had one of the best kicker and punters in the country over the last 2 years, and they're gone. We've got some great talent on our roster. Stein and Tannehill at kicker, along with Bryce Lofton and spring ball at punter. It's going to be exciting to see them compete and step up in those spots.
When you guys get started with spring football practice, what's kind of the plan there? What are kind of the things you'll try to work on to get ready for the season?
Oh, man, John, you know me and our fans know me now. We're going to try to knock the crap out of each other. You know, that's what we do here. We'll go every other day. We'll go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. We're going to wrap it around spring break so we get a break to heal. And so we can be extremely physical because there's a day off in between each practice. And then we got spring. We're going to practice 7 times, then take spring break, then practice 8. So we can really, really be physical with each other and establish that physicality. We want to continue to improve schematically on offense and defense. You know, we were a program that has improved a lot in those phases, but we feel like there's a long way to go. You know, we've gotten to where we were a really good team in the kicking game. But, you know, I think we ended up on the back half, you know, statistically offensively, and I think we finished eighth in the conference defensively. So we feel like we can really, really take steps forward in those two phases to match our kicking game and special teams to really take the next step with this program.
You talked about recruiting, as you said, the third recruiting class that you brought into Southern Miss. I know you're pretty excited about some of the parts you've added, some of the young guys that you've added to this football team.
We really are. You know, we brought in three quarterbacks at mid-year that were highly recruited kids. We'll start with Ethan Crawford, the freshman from Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. Highly talented kid. Had a chance to be the player of the year in Alabama before he was injured. And then we brought in Holman Edwards out of the University of Houston and Billy Wiles out of Clemson. Highly recruited kids playing Power 5 football that were really, really well thought of at their previous institutions that are great young men. O-line, we brought in two mid-year transfers with Luke Rogers from Brandon and Gabe Savazos out of Mississippi State, Lake Cormorant. Receiver, we brought in Tyquan Henderson from Colleen's, going to bring a lot to the table. At DB, we brought in Dylan Lawrence from Mississippi State and MJ Daniels from Ole Miss. They're both from George County. And then we also brought in Quez McNeil from Colleen. At linebacker, we brought in Kobe Cage from Arizona and Jalen Sims from Colleen. Kobe's from Holy Cross in Louisiana, and Jalen's out of Birmingham, Fultondale High. And on the D-line, we brought in Eric Thomas from Pensacola, Florida. We went to University of Arkansas. Oh, Matt Nixon, high school receiver from West Jones, is in here. Brennan Milleron, a long snapper out of Troy University from Hoover High School, is in here. Oh, Drake Clark, running back out of Memphis, out of Starkville High School, is also in here at midyear. So, you know, we really feel, you know, good about where we're headed.
Spending some time with our head football coach, Will Hall, as we're going inside Southern Miss Athletics. When you get ready for next football season, we saw great crowd support. Fans, crowds got bigger and bigger as the year went along. I would think the fans ought to be excited on what they know will be another great year next year for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, you know, I really think, you know, first off, it's probably the hardest schedule we're going to have in our tenure here. You know, we play Florida State, Mississippi State, and Tulane out of conference, along with Alcorn State, which has been a really good, you know, team in the SWAC as well. So probably our toughest schedule since we've been here, probably the toughest we're going to have in our whole tenure here. But, it, you know, with that brings a lot of opportunity as well. The Sun Belt is going to be extremely competitive in the West. From the East, we get Old Dominion and we get App State, which have been two really good teams. Old Dominion went to a bowl, and App State both went to a bowl game 2 years ago. They got a lot returning. But, you know, our program's on solid footing now. We really feel like from here on out, we're going to be able to compete with everybody and have a chance to win every game. And when we roll it out there, we think we can play. And that's a credit to our recruiting. It's a credit to our administration and all the support they're giving us. A credit to our culture and how we're building it, you know, from Lance Ancar to Brother Mitch Williams to Reed Stringer, Joe Marino, everybody's had a part in it. So we're excited about the future.
Lost one member of your coaching staff, a guy that's played a big role in kind of getting this program back to where you want it to be, and Austin Armstrong. We'll miss him, but you've added an outstanding coach to your coaching staff.
Yeah, you know, we thank a lot of Austin. He's like a little brother to me. He's been with me for a long time, and I love him and have the utmost respect for him. Austin's a young man from York, Alabama. And Alabama called, you know. I think Bear Bryant made the famous statement, Mama called, you know. And that's kind of what it was for him. But I tell you, I am really excited about what we got going. Promoting Dan O'Brien to coordinator. Dan is a walking football encyclopedia. He's been under some of the best defensive minds in all of football, from Nick Saban to Kirby Smart to Bill Belichick to Buddy Green at Navy. And Dan is a coaching lifer. His dad was legendary coach Tom O'Brien. He's a lot like me. He's a coach's kid. He's been around it his whole life. He's about my age and just a phenomenal human being. Has had a huge hand in everything we've done in the back end. Really cerebral guy. Promoting Chad Williams, a run game coordinator and linebackers, is huge for us. Chad's been integral in several programs that I've been fortunate enough to build at West Georgia and here. He's been a D coordinator in his past and coached linebackers everywhere and had a huge success. And then bringing in Dwight Wilson, you know, from South Alabama. Dwight, along with Desmond Lindsay, our receivers coach, is kind of thought of as the two best recruiters in the Sun Belt Conference. Dwight's from Vicksburg, Mississippi, and has recruited so many great players throughout this area and is a great man, and we're excited to get him on staff coaching the corners. And we got Brandon Lacey back, who a lot of people came after and tried to hire this offseason. He chose to stay because he loves Southern Miss. And we got Mark Kreiner back, man, and everybody loves Kreiner. Kreiner's the juice guy. He's a positive impactor of people. Everybody loves him all over town, and he's back coaching our pass rushers and outside backers. And so we really feel like we got a great defensive staff moving forward.
All right, before I let you go, I know you're a big basketball guy. I've seen you quite a bit at Regrink Coliseum. Both the Golden Eagles and the Lady Eagles having a really good year. Going to be right in the thick of things for the Sun Belt Conference Championships.
Man, I just really enjoy watching them play. Our girls are just so tough, and they're a microcosm of their coach. You know, it doesn't get any tougher than Coach Joy. I always love being around her and the things she talks about. She's just a great leader. And then, man, what Coach Ladner's done with flipping this program and getting talent, that's what it's all about. It's about recruiting and what he did to flip his roster and change the talent base. It's so much fun to watch. And it's been great to see Reed Green get back rolling. And can't wait for this Thursday and Saturday, man. Can't wait to be in there again and watch them play again.
Real quick, spring practice starts when for the Golden Eagles?
Spring practice is going to start February the 23rd, okay? And we're going to go every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for 7 practices. Then we'll take spring break, and we'll get back started again on March 21st. And we'll practice 8 more times, and our spring game will be April the 1st. On a Saturday morning.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us and taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. Keep up the good work. Going to be another exciting year. So thanks for the visit, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much, John. To the top.
All right. That's Coach Will Hall, our football coach here at Southern Miss, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we'll talk men's golf with head coach Eddie Brescher. Eddie will stop by and visit when we come back. This is Inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Pine Belt Trophy is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and has been an Eagles supporter for over 20 years. Pine Belt Trophy offers laser engraving, glass edging, hand engraving for specialty items, and all of your trophy and award needs. Pine Belt Trophy is conveniently located at 905 Hardy Street. Call Jimmy Moore at 601-582-9273. Pine Belt Trophy says, "Go Eagles," and Southern Miss to the top.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. To find out how Shelter can be there for you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And welcome, everybody, as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attention to men's golf here at the University of Southern Mississippi and spend some time with Eddie Brescher, who's been a part of Golden Eagle Golf for a long, long time. And so great to have him here. We're going to talk about some of the exciting things that are happening with our men's golf program here at Southern Miss. And first of all, Eddie, just give everybody just a little again of your background. You've been here a while now, but getting the job at Southern Miss, you know, how did that kind of come about, and what's exciting you about being a part of Golden Eagle Golf?
So this is my 10th season total at Southern Miss. I was 5 years the assistant coach for both the men's and the women's golf teams. Going into year 5 now as the head coach with the men's program. And before Southern Miss, I played collegiately at Southeastern Louisiana. Played professional golf for a couple years around the mini tours. And then got into coaching, was at Millsaps College for 2 years, and now at Southern for 10.
I mean, obviously, when you play at the level you were playing in college, when you play on Division I golf, you have that thought about you want to play professionally, you want to make a living out of playing golf. When that doesn't happen, did you think I'll go into golf as a coach, or did you go in other directions or think you would go in other directions?
So I always had my eye on potentially coaching collegiate golf. The golf side of coaching at the collegiate level is a very difficult industry to get into. There's not a lot of turnover. There's a lot of good coaches out there. So you kind of just wait and see if something's going to open up. And sure enough, Southern Miss was looking for an assistant coach years ago and did everything I could to put my name in the hat and get my foot in the door, and was fortunate to get an interview.
So college golf, that had been on your radar? I mean, obviously you wanted to play professionally, wanted to make money professionally playing a game of golf, but did you think in the background, if I can't do that, I want to be a coach one day?
Yes. So, and the reason why is because I enjoyed my time as a student athlete so much. The resources that the players are provided with nowadays is first class. So I always knew that if playing didn't work out, that was certainly something that I enjoyed as an athlete, and I would love to continue to experience it as a profession. So I've been very lucky.
Well, speaking of golf and college golf and facilities and things like that, obviously you want to first have a great golf course, which the Golden Eagles are lucky enough to have several of those that they get to play on within and around South Mississippi on a fairly regular basis. But you also have to have the practice facility. You have to have the way to get better when you're not on the golf course. And Southern Miss is way along now to having that great practice facility out at the Hattiesburg Country Club.
So we've got the Judson facility. It's a 5-acre short game facility, which is fantastic. You know, but the big thing for us is even though it's colder down here this time of the year in the early spring, it's still a great climate. Heck, I was, looking at the weather forecast the other day for a kid that we're recruiting, looking at West Lafayette, Indiana, and I mean, it's in the teens and there's snow in the forecast. Well, in the sport of golf, that's not a good thing. So we don't have to worry about issues like that. We do have to worry about rain. So the big thing with us having some weather issues there, that's going to be alleviated whenever we do start the construction of our new golf center. And that's going to be fantastic. Between what we have right now with the climate, the golf courses in the area, the home practice facility at Hattiesburg Country Club, and then adding the golf center, I mean, that's going to be huge. But another cool thing is you could actually take a golf cart from campus to Hattiesburg Country Club by way of the Trace, and it's a 12-minute golf cart ride. And if you don't believe me, ask me again. I've done it myself, so... It's fantastic. We're going to have one of the best setups in the country.
Well, the other thing is success. People want to go to places where they have success, and that's happening more and more in regards to our men's program at Southern Miss.
So we've had a great fall semester this year. We had, 10 of our 15 team rounds were under par this year. We finished the fall season ranked 53 in the country out of the 300 Division I men's programs. That's the highest that Southern Miss Golf has ever been ranked. So the other cool thing is we also had three individual wins. We had Ryan Dupuy won twice, Tongpi Pat won once at Louisiana Tech. Then we had two team wins. You know, we're, as of right now, 10-0 against the entire Sun Belt Conference, undefeated for the fall season, and 58 wins, 11 losses, and two ties against the entire country. So it's been a great start to the season, but we're hoping to carry that over for the spring.
Eddie Brescher visiting with us. He's Ed Men's Golf Coach here at Southern Miss. Nice enough to sit down with us today, take us inside Southern Miss Athletics. All right, basketball coaches, football coaches, baseball coaches, they go out and have to watch guys play and then try to recruit them. How does a golf coach, you can't go watch everybody play. Maybe you see some stuff on video, things like that, but how do you go out and recruit the young men you're going to try to bring into this program?
So the cool thing about golf is the most important statistic is what is your scoring average. If a guy is a 72 average player at 16 years old, obviously he's a good player. So what I then would like to do is I'd like to do some research on his body of work. I've always said treat it like a resume, or applying for a job with your resume. If you're wanting to get into sales and you don't have very much sales experience, probably not going to be a good fit, but if a guy's got a 72 scoring average, we're going to look at what tournaments did he play in, who did he play against, who did he beat in the tournament, what distance were they playing from in that tournament, and just see, with all this stuff and doing all this research, okay, these are the people we identify of being good, talented players of what we're looking for. Now let's go watch them in person. Okay, they fit the mold, everything checks out. Now let's get to know them. Are they going to match our culture? Are they going to mesh with their current teammates or future teammates that they may have here? And it's just a lot of different aspects, but at the end of the day in your gut if that player is going to be a good fit or not for you.
Go over a few of the key guys that are playing on your golf team and a little bit about them and what they kind of mean to Southern Miss golf.
So we've got 8 guys on roster right now, but this past semester we had multiple players really step up for our program. Ryan Dupuy is ranked 89 in the nation of all college athletics for men's golf. He is the highest ranked player in the Sun Belt Conference of all Sun Belt golfers. So that's a nice feather in Ryan's cap. Tongpi Pat Ratanayanan, he's also a great player. We all call him Patty. So for those that don't know how to pronounce that as a tongue twister, he's from Thailand. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Patty's been doing good for us. He picked up his first win this semester. Cameron Clark is a grad transfer that is in his 5th season, using his COVID year for us. He's averaging 70.6 for this fall semester. And then Robbie Ladder. You know, Robbie Ladder's been a great player for our program since the day he stepped foot on campus. He's never missed a tournament. And 2 of his 3 seasons for the Golden Eagles have been 2 of the best seasons in program history. So we've got a good staple with those 4 guys, and we're just trying to carry the momentum going forward.
You are a teacher of the game, but a lot of these guys come in, I'm sure, prepared. The teaching of these guys at a younger age is probably something that right now that had never really been seen before.
So we see these kids at a younger age getting better and better and better. The technology is better. The instruction's better. The competition in tournaments is better. And the other thing is a lot of kids travel more than what they did when I was growing up. And they get those experiences by traveling and taking their game on the road that you really didn't quite get if you played just a local schedule growing up. So, you know, these kids are getting better and better, and it's impressive to see some of the scores these guys are shooting at a young age.
And even your players, I would think, where you used to maybe stay home and you play in your state AM or your state open, these guys are traveling in the off season all over the country, all over the world for that matter, to play in golf tournaments.
You know, we just had a couple guys this winter break, which is a downtime for the golf industry. They went down to Florida. There's a lot of world-ranking amateur events going on in the central and southern Florida areas, so that's a good time for them to go get some off-season reps to keep their game fresh and get prepared coming into the spring season. But there's tournaments all over the place at an elite amateur level that these guys can play in. So it's fantastic.
Eddie Brescher is the head men's golf coach here at Southern Miss. We're talking Golden Eagle Golf with Eddie here as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. What are your expectations this year in regards to men's golf at Southern Miss?
So our, I guess you can say, you know, our goal, we just had individual meetings with everyone on roster today, and I made it a point that everybody understands. Our goal is to make the national, or the NCAA postseason. To make the NCAA postseason comfortably, if you do not win your conference championship, you need to be ranked in the top 60 in the country. That number can change here or there. It's very similar to baseball and RPI and all that. But if we're in the top 60 at the end of the conference championship, we should make the postseason no problem. So that's the goal. You know, that's what we reiterated to our guys and made sure they understood top 60 is where we want to be.
You talked earlier about the Sun Belt Conference, and I think you mentioned this. The Sun Belt's a pretty good golf league, right, with great opportunities for golfers at the other schools in this league of places to play and how to get better.
So I know there's a young man that plays at Georgia Southern named Ben Carr, came runner-up in the U.S. Amateur this summer. He's actually going to be playing in the Masters before he shows up to the conference championship. So, you know, I just talked to Ryan and the boys about him a while ago. I said, hey, man, that's great. You know, that's awesome. You're getting to play in the Masters, but this isn't the Masters. This is Annandale, and this is the Sun Belt Conference Championship. It's time to get after it. You know, we welcome the challenge. And Georgia Southern's a great team. They're 25th in the country right now. So they've historically been a great golf program. We're 2nd in the rankings nationally to them, followed by UL Monroe. They're 71 in the country. Arkansas State's 88, Troy 96, South Al 100. So, you know, it's a deep conference. It's not a conference you can take lightly. You know, we're going to need to play some really good golf this spring season if we want to win a conference championship and make the NCAA postseason.
It's got to be kind of neat. You've got the list in front of you. When you look at that list, are a lot of the traditional great schools in the game of golf, college golf, but all of a sudden you're seeing the Golden Eagles kind of slipping up there. That's got to be make you kind of proud.
Absolutely. You know, we've come a long way. Rome was not built in a day. We've been very blessed with good donors, with good people to come into our program, and we've been very fortunate to get to where we're getting, but that's not the end all for Southern Miss golf. We are going to continue to work hard, recruit fantastic people and players, and get our ranking and as high as we possibly can and fill our trophy case up.
There's no quick fixes. You got to go about it the right way, which you've tried to do. It's not a, you know, an overnight process. You've done this over the last few years and got to be proud that you're finally kind of getting there to where you want to be with this program.
Yes, it is. It's nice to see the fruits of your labor pay off, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of time away from mom and the babies, so Good thing my wife knows what to expect when I'm gone.
Yeah, that's surprising. I see your wife at the grocery store all the time, but one night I saw you in there with kids and kind of surprised me because you're usually on the road traveling around.
Yeah, it's got to play dad duty and get my brownie points up sometimes. So.
What would you tell Golden Eagle fans? They'll have an opportunity or two maybe to watch you guys play if they're in a particular area of the country, but what's your kind of your message to Eagle fans about golf at Southern Miss?
So our conference championship will be on ESPN, so highly encourage everyone to tune into that and check us out on ESPN+. The conference championship will be in Madison, Mississippi at Annandale Golf Club, so a really not too far trip. If fans would love to come out and cheer on the team, you know, that's certainly welcome. It's free of charge. Just come on out and support the black and gold.
Eddie, you're doing a great job. Thanks for giving us some time today. Keep up the good work. Best of luck as you get started with your spring season coming up. We'll have you on again real soon and talk about some of the successes of our Golden Eagle golf team.
Awesome. Thanks, John. And another thing, you know, the neat thing about Southern Miss Athletics, if you look at everyone across the board, between the cross-country team winning a first conference championship in the Sun Belt, volleyball's run in the NIT, baseball, what they did, football winning the bowl game. I mean, it's just Southern Miss Athletics is on the rise, and we're a force to be reckoned with here in Hattiesburg. And as we used to say back in the day, anyone, anytime, anywhere, we're looking forward to the future.
Yeah, a lot of black and gold out there. Eddie, thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, John.
All right, Eddie Brescher, head men's golf coach here at Southern Miss, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. That'll do it this week. Thanks, as always, to the Senior Associate Athletic Director here at Southern Miss. That's E.K. Franks for stopping by and visiting with us earlier today. Also, a special thanks to head football coach Will Hall and, again, to men's golf coach Eddie Brescher. Till we meet you again, John Cox is always reminding you of the three essentials of happiness, something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.